Welcome to the Empowering Agency Workers, a podcast for all temporary workers. If you're unsure of your rights, unsure how to find work, or just plain unsure, we're here to help. It's all too easy to be exploited, so your expert host, Julia Kermode, will empower you to succeed.
Hi, thanks for joining me today. We're going to be looking at resilience during crisis and strategies for survival. And in today's episode, we're going to share some real hope and some tips and tools to help you with mental resilience. And the reason we're looking at that today is because I know that it's a difficult time when you're applying for jobs and you're perhaps not hearing back from applications, and it can be quite hard to have that resilience that you need sometimes. So today I'm talking to Kelly Forrester about her experience and how she came through a tough time and the strategies she used to take positive action, and having belief, and really how she got through it and how she's in a very different, much more positive place now. So without further ado, let's get on with it.
Welcome to today's podcast, all about resilience during crisis and strategies for survival. Really pleased to have with me Kelly Forrester today, who's going to talk to us about different things in her experience as to how she's survived and the resilience strategies that she's got in place through her own experience. So Kelly, welcome. Do you want to give a brief introduction about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Firstly, thank you so much for having me on your podcast show. I believe that I've gone through and experienced, you know, so much of what other people are potentially experiencing now themselves, except for this happened to me in 2019, so I'm slightly ahead. So therefore, I come from a place of, you know, experience, and I think that's really important.
There are lots of people at the moment who are trying to find work, and lots of people unfortunately being made redundant right at the moment. I did see a figure that says that there's about 450,000 people being made redundant in the third quarter of this year, which is huge, and that's just the ones that we know about so far. And obviously these people are going to need to be finding jobs, and quite a few of them will be submitting hundreds of job applications for lots of different roles, often not hearing back from you know, recruitment agencies or the businesses that have the vacancies. And it's really, really tough. And there's so many people in the same boat. And some of these people would never have thought they would ever be out of work, you know, people at very different stages of their career. And I guess some people are experiencing a low that they have never experienced before and never ever expected. And so really what we want to talk to you about today and hear from you is about how can they kind of keep going and survive the, well, it must feel like it's constant rejection, but actually it probably isn't rejection. It's more that the recruitment firms and the businesses don't have time to get back to people with the feedback that they need. And so it must feel like rejection, but it probably isn't. That doesn't change how you feel about it though. And so, you know, how can people keep going in this situation? What would your experience suggest?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important to understand that, you know, we're going through one of the most challenging economical crises that I think the globe, you know, not just the nation, but as a united globe, we're all faced with. You know, and it doesn't matter what society, you know, what background, what the colour of your skin is, you know, whether you're religious or any of those things, it really is not about this right now. It's about how to be best equipped in the eye of a storm, you know, in the duration of crisis. And, you know, I hope that what I'm going to be able to share with our listeners today is real hope, real tools to really help them and equip them, real mental resilience that will absolutely hold themselves together. And so I'm really excited to be sharing this, but it's not personal now, it's survival.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a tough time. I mean, as an employer, it's really challenging. As a member of staff, so as an employee, it's equally as challenging, but there's different sides to those coins.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
One is of the financial responsibility and the long-term business viability. And the other is working to have a wage to cover, you know, essential living costs.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. Yeah. So I've got some tips, actually. The first thing is, you know, for people to have that mental strength, mm-hmm. you know, in this situation is, there's some, I've got five tips, okay, and I hope these will help. So these are just like little pointers to start with.
Fantastic. We love a tip here.
Well, you know, it's hard out there, and I think sometimes just keeping it simple but keeping it real helps.
Yeah.
So the first thing is, you know, take one day at a time. You might say, oh, I know this, Kelly, but seriously, when your face is against the wall, when you're in that arena, you've got no choice. You take every single day, one day at a time, and don't feel that you need to look at the bigger picture. All that matters is getting through one day at a time.
Yeah.
Number two is only focus on what can be controlled. Yeah. And actually, you have to be really honest and say, what can I control and what can I not? What is in my control and what isn't? And only worry about what you can control. Number three is to practice daily gratitude. Some people might go, oh, I don't really believe in all that flannel. Well, I can tell you one of the things that got me out of the depths of despair, the darkest of days, was to have gratitude.
Okay.
And it's not fluffy. It's not, you know, it is a real thing, starting with the smaller things, because sometimes you don't have anything to be grateful for.
Yeah.
So you just got to find the little things. Like, the fourth thing is to have faith and have hope mm-hmm. that it will be okay, because you have to have that. That's kind of your guiding star.
Mm.
You know, you don't get into a car and go, I'm just going to drive off. You've got to know where your destination is, and having some hope and faith that actually you'll get there at some point is a good thing. Having belief as well, which is my fifth one, and comfort. That actually, do you know what, no matter what life chucks at you, losses of jobs, being on furlough, not maybe knowing whether you're going to be back in full-time employment, or all of these things that are going to be going through people's minds right now, or even as a business owner, not sure whether your business is going to survive or not, you know, having that belief and comfort that no matter what happens, it will make you stronger.
Okay.
It will give you experiences and lessons. It will equip you for later on in life, and it will make you a more resilient person.
Some really, really good points there. And you know, I guess when you, the last point in particular, I know we'll come back to, because I imagine when you were in your depths from your experience, you never would have thought that you'd be where you are today. And I think that's a really, really important message for our listeners to hear, because I just know that there are people out there who are out of work, who everything is overwhelming, every aspect of life feels stressful. There's money worries, health worries, family worries, long-term prospects, you know, where will they be in a year or even just a month, you know. For me, one of the things you said was around taking every day at a time, and that's hard to do, but I know from when I've had difficulties, actually just getting through a day at a time is an achievement, and so I can really empathize with what you were saying there.
So if you've just been given notice that you've got no job to go back to, or you're lining up in a queue of 200 other people that are applying for a job and you don't know if you're going to get it, this is the time where that state of mind is, okay, I don't have a job now. Instead of sitting in, you know, all that kind of negative energy, think, actually, okay, did I actually really enjoy that job?
Yeah.
That's the first question. Secondly, okay, but I am me and I believe in myself, so I'm going to put myself forward. And even if there are 200 other people, only one person's going to get it. But what's to say that it won't be me?
Yeah. Changing your mindset. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a choice about how we feel. But unfortunately, when you're really there in that sort of darkness, it is so, 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 so difficult. And this is why I'm very careful about saying, oh, control your thoughts, control. because sometimes that isn't the case. But when you're stronger again, then you'll realise the importance of our thoughts. And trust me, you're not on your own. So many people have this. So many people are relieved to hear that somebody else has gone through it. And now with COVID and the pandemic, I think we're obviously going to see so many more people's lives affected. Reach out to your partner, your wife, a friend, somebody you work with, or if you've just lost your job and you're on your own, then reach out online. There are loads of charities that are there to support in times of crisis. And I mean, you'll probably leave my details at the end of this. I would so much more freely give somebody my time to help them than to see anybody suffer in silence. Yeah. So reach out to me, you know, if you have to. But then what happens, you see, is if you leave it for too long and, you know, you're too strong for too long and you don't reach out. Mm. And this is the thing, you know, nobody knew that I felt any of this. Nobody knew. And this is the awful thing. Even people say, how are you? Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, I hear that you lost your job, you know, or your business. Yeah, it's cool. Yet I would be sat in my chair, completely numbed with all of the anxieties, the guilt because I couldn't afford things for my kids at Christmas when I couldn't even, I literally just, even a Christmas present, something small, I had nothing. When they needed school uniforms, I cried on the way to Sainsbury's because I knew this will get me upset. I knew that I didn't have enough money to buy their school uniform.
Oh, that's awful.
And those moments make you feel as a person like something has stripped that away from you, and that's just freedom of life. How does it get to that? So I would be sat there feeling all of these emotions and nobody would know. So it's only by talking, it is only by sharing and beginning to open up that people did know. People knew that I was so suicidal that I knew where I could do it, what I was going to do, and I felt the world would be a better place without me in it. And I don't want for people to go through that. I want for people to understand that actually some of these feelings are quite natural. Some of these feelings aren't in your control. But as soon as you recognise and accept that you are, you know, and I believe I don't like the word mental health, I think it's mental resilience.
Yeah.
And it's like a sliding scale. 10, peak top performance, like Mo Farah, you know, laser beam focused, off you go. And then over here at 0 is maybe schizophrenic, bipolar. In the middle is kind of everyday person. And you can sway left and right very easily. So it's recognizing where you are within that 0 to 10 and being really honest with yourself. And if you are feeling any of those things, getting help, but being honest with yourself and honest to others.
Yeah. And when you talk
I didn't mean to get emotional, but the little things, it wasn't until I realized, okay, and listeners, this is a really important part, by the way. It wasn't until I realized that it was me, and only me, who was responsible for my outcomes. And I'll just repeat that again because it is that important. It wasn't until I realized it was only me that was responsible for my outcomes that I then realized that starts with thoughts. It starts with not relying on anybody else. Yes, you can share your story, you can do all of this, but actually you have to take responsibility for yourself first. And that's when things started to shift and change in my thought processes. So you can keep giving yourself excuses, or you can just actually get on and try and do something about it. Rediscovering, reconnecting was a really good thing, because those recognizing them my strengths, which then made me realize actually I didn't want to do what I'd done for 24 years. I wanted to do something different. And then it was like, well, actually, suffering, broken and losses and everything gives you a blank slate to start again. I love people. I love empowering people. I love seeing people achieve great things. I mean, for me, it was just, right, what can I do?
Yeah.
So that was the first thing I was like, right, well, maybe I'd like to be a mentor.
You were free to think about what to do next, because otherwise, if you hadn't have lost your business, you would still be doing it, and you know,
yeah, and also those life choices as well. You know, the family that actually supports you and serves you, your friendships that are meaningful and real, the value of money, and you know, actually the memories that count, the memories that you take with you. So having that gratitude and just so many lessons that I learned in all of that, and patience. I'm going to point that one back at you, Julia.
I'll let you know how I get on with that one day.
But I suppose, you know, what kept me going through all of this was working forwards, finding those solutions, looking at the wins, things I had achieved.
Yes.
Looking at positive steps, taking positive action, trusting in the process. You know, so even when it's a bit of a dark day, it's okay, I can accept this, it's fine. Mm. Or I didn't quite get that job, but it's okay, there's something better out there. So trusting in it, having belief in yourself, stepping into your power. And like I say, those rediscoveries, reconnecting, recognizing your strengths then allows you to start visualizing a brighter future, allows you to start to exercise, to increase your energy, knowing that whatever it is that you're going through or have been through, actually that's okay, because it's all part of making up to where you are now and what you're going to go on to do.
Yeah. And it sounds like a kind of gradual process where kind of you're almost taking small steps, but you almost need to be doing these consistently. I think this is where you're kind of, when you say about belief, then you have to believe that each time you're doing these little things, each of those is an achievement. And if you keep doing them, you will get to where you're going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because the subconscious doesn't know whether something's real or not.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you do it or even think you're going to do it, the more that it will happen.
Yeah.
You know, because they say about like the universe and the films like The Secret, oh, just, you know, the universal present. No. That's just about you attracting through thought and repetitive, you know, patterns. So your routines or what you do or your actions to get those results. But you need to have it depends where you are within all of this. This is the thing, this is what I was saying at the beginning, you know, we have a choice about how we think, but sometimes when we're really in that kind of, on our mental resilience, we're a 0 to a 3, we can't think like that.
Yes.
Well, when we're really in that 0 to 3 and it's really tough, dark times, we can't think about the future. We just have to think about the day.
Yeah.
But once we get to a 3 to a 5, that's when we then start to really invest in ourselves again, trust ourselves and believe in ourselves. And anybody that's listening right now, I believe everyone deserves the right. Everyone deserves to be happy. Yeah. It's not an entitlement, it's a right.
Yeah. And
so it's just getting through those real darker days to then springboard, or some people call it like bouncing forwards, don't they? You know, from adversity or crisis.
Yeah. And so, you know, in terms of kind of people who are not kind of getting the jobs offered to them and that sort of thing, trying to be resilient through that, I think is difficult. And I have heard or seen in discussion groups some people saying, well, actually, I need you to take a break from it. And, you know, that might seem a bit bananas, because you do need the job, because you need the money, because you've got other responsibilities. But they said, you know, I decided I was taking Thursday and Friday off, I was going to come back to it on Monday. And that kind of little break, that for their headspace, did them the world of good. I mean, this is just one particular example that you know, different social media things that I'm in. And you know, can you empathize with that from your experience?
So if somebody's finding it difficult, you know, what are the small things that they can do regularly to gradually kind of lift their mindset or strengthen their resilience? And some of the things that I wanted to share about this particular subject are so like close to my own heart, because I know they help me to heal and grow forwards. And the first thing is time out.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you were going to do that. So
yeah. It's absolutely just stopping. How many times do you actually just stop?
Yeah. Hardly ever.
Everybody does this. Too busy. I'm busy doing this. I'm busy doing that. Oh my God. We're all busy.
Yeah.
But actually just take that time. There's two reasons here. Number one is you're more creative. So if you're somebody that wants to really thrive in a creative, innovative market, if you're constantly busy, then you're not fueling your own, you know, ambitions. The other thing is, if you're somebody that's lower on that mental resilience scale, it's a real sad thing, because you kind of fill your life with all these busy things, but actually just stopping. Yes, it feels painful. Yes, it's uncomfortable in those truths. Yes, it hurts. You have to accept, you know, but coming through that is so important, and you're only going to do that when you just take that time.
What do you think about the value of kind of different social media groups? Because I mean, there seems to me to be a Facebook group for everything, and you know, stuff like that, and getting that kind of moral support from a community, an online community. Do you have any thoughts around that? I'm slightly off tangent, but
yeah, I mean, I actually believe that now that everything's much more digitally freely available, actually, if you're looking to find a job, or if you're looking to position yourself, you know, as an expert or authority in your area, or if you're looking to collaborate maybe with other people, because that seems to be a really good way of getting opportunities. Well, the fact is that the digital platform gives you a global reach.
Yeah.
So instead of being stuck in your house, in your local town, maybe in your city, you're suddenly exposed to a whole world of opportunities. And one of the things that we've got a Facebook group called the New Entrepreneurial World. And that's because I believe that actually this is the way things are going. And I believe that actually, rather than competition, it's collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, rather than having one global expert share their stories and skills and everything, it will be all of us working together.
Yeah.
The world, the globe, is only going to get stronger by people supporting and helping each other to rise and grow forwards. As simple as that. Mm-hmm. So it's important, I think, for people to associate themselves and engage with other communities.
Yeah.
And you can find out lots of information. You can learn from lots of different experts. You can share, like, if you're feeling vulnerable, you can hold your hand out and say, look, does anybody know how to help me? I've got a panic attack. Or, you know, often closed communities are more of a safe space, and they allow you to reach out. And that's kind of why whoever it is that set up that group will have set it up in the first place, is to help people that need help.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that, you know, Facebook, you know, sometimes LinkedIn is a really good platform to try and circulate your CV and get job opportunities. Facebook more for the community. Instagram tends to be more storytelling, but the digital world, it again is just to be careful, you know, so be a little bit eyes wide open, but at the same time there could be some opportunities waiting for you. So yeah, it's a good place to try.
And I love this whole kind of concept of collaboration, because there's too much is about people competing with other people and not supporting. And I think, you know, certainly in kind of, I use LinkedIn a lot as my main sort of social network, and there's always collaboration at the moment. You know, people saying, oh, unfortunately, I've been made redundant. Can anyone help? And then it gets shared, and it gets shared across other people's networks. And you just see this really nice coming together, which hadn't really happened so much at all until recent months. So I do feel quite positive in that way about, although we don't know everyone on LinkedIn personally, all of our connections or Facebook or whatever it might be, I just think that that there's a willingness to support and help each other at the moment that I've never really seen before.
But there's a knock-on effect with every decision that has been made. And it doesn't stand with one person, but it does start with one person. And so all we can do now is think, right, we accept where we are, we take responsibility for ourselves, and then we start to kind of work a way to grow forwards from it and move forwards with positivity and realise that there is a bigger world out there, especially online, and that actually we can create good opportunities for ourselves, because it's not all doom and gloom. It's actually really exciting. And I know for one that I've managed to go from totally broken, totally, completely and utterly broken, to somebody that has trusted in themselves again to start again. Mm. And actually, I am one of the girls that never quit, because it's about that. It's kind of, right, okay, so these things happen, but I'm still going to move forward. And this is what people have to do, is they take all of everything that's going on around them and think, right, in amongst all of this, who am I?
Yeah.
Where do I want to go? And what do I need to become in that process?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's massive, isn't it? Sort of taking control over what you can. And I don't want to sound sort of twee, but making the best of it. And I really apologize because that sounds a bit flippant, but it, you know, in times, so we've all had highs and lows throughout life. And I don't pretend to know how it feels for people right now. But when you do have those lows, I do know that when I've had lows, what I can do about it, I do. And the minute you realise that you taking little steps is the key, then it becomes somehow a bit easier, because then you are doing what you can. So
things that you can do have led to more of a compounding effect. Mm. So it's kind of like, and it builds momentum. So it gives you that positivity, and you're building that energy about going forwards. And I think that's, you know, hugely important. But it always starts, doesn't it? It always starts with that first step.
Yeah. And you know, when you can see it and act on it. So just to kind of draw it to a close, this is a tough one. What would be the best piece of advice you've had in relation to kind of building your resilience and strategies for survival? And I bet there isn't one piece of advice, or perhaps there is, I don't know, but what just share with us your kind of final thoughts around it.
Well, I think a lot of my advice has been given anyway during the interview. I definitely think that the first thing that you need to do when you've had a crisis or you've been faced with a huge amount of adversity, you know, so a job loss to me is like, whoa, okay, that's big.
Yeah.
Especially now when we're in such uncertain times. So, you know, it's okay. So I've lost that income. So look for a solution. What can I do? Mm-hmm. You know, only you are going to be able to look for a solution and then take calculated action. Be kind to yourself in that process.
Yeah.
If you find some of those emotions or those levels of anxiety, don't let them fester, because then you get to a point like I did where you just break.
Mm.
So be really honest with yourself about how you're feeling. And at the end of the day, when I kind of close off and I come up to bed, I've set a strict bedtime now, and it sounds really crazy, but it's really helped, because I get more sleep, so I feel more energized when I wake up. But when I go to bed, I actually think, right, what three things have I done today that have actually really been good? And it can be anything at all. So it doesn't have to be, again, it doesn't have to be big steps and massive achievements, but it can be, oh, I did make that phone call to my mum, or I did get to see such and such person, or I did apply for those jobs that I wanted to, or just to literally just run it past yourself that actually you've done good and that you've achieved something. And that's important too. And the last thing, which came in a little bit later on in my kind of recovery and the healing, was actually, as well as thinking about what three things I've achieved today that have been good, is there anything that I would regret if that was it for me? If life was over, is there something that I need to do? Because what that's doing is it's giving you a life, not only with intent, not only with real purpose and meaning, but also if there's anything that any of us wouldn't want to do, that would be live with those regrets.
Yeah.
So going to bed at night knowing that you've done everything you can to get closer to those last goals. So this is when we talk about all the things we want to do in our future.
Yeah.
That we're working towards them. But you can only do that really if you're, you know, ready to.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess part of it is, well, I think I've said before when we were talking, it's taking baby steps and knowing you've taken those steps and that you are doing something practical to help yourself. And, you know, you can't do everything. So people who are expecting themselves to do everything, I guess to set themselves up for disappointment because, you know, and I think sometimes we're our own worst enemy for that sort of thing. We expect things of ourselves that no one else does. and you know, we've got to be kind. Be kind to ourselves. So there's so much good stuff we've talked about today.
And also remember the last thing, I suppose, is that life will always chuck a curveball.
Yeah.
Things will always happen that we can't control. Mm. Somebody that has an external influence. So even when you're, you know, in your job, you know, there'll be a customer that was difficult that day, but they didn't mean to. They had, you know, sliding doors, isn't it? And you can't control everything. So just be realistic and, again, be kind to yourself and know that actually we're all facing our own individual challenges right now. So that person that said something or did something, they might not have meant it, but they're just, you know, having to face their own inner battles or demons. And that's the thing, isn't it? Right now, we never know what anybody is facing. So be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
That's so, so true. So on that note, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your experiences. I know I found it useful, and I know our listeners will have found it incredibly helpful. So really appreciate your time and your honesty. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you. And I hope that for anybody listening, you just recognise that you are an incredible person. You just got to step into your power. And know that everything that you're going through right now, you will recover. And all it will do is it will armor you with more strength and resilience to grow your survival wings. And I wish you all the best.
Fabulous. And I'm sitting here nodding. And of course, the listeners can't see. But it does seem impossible to people right now. But your testament to the fact that you will get there, you know, definitely.
If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly, and thank you to our listeners.
Thank you for listening to Empowering Agency Workers, hosted by Julia Kermode. For more information on today's discussion, please visit iwork.co.uk, where you can also join our growing community. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, then we would love you to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. We'll be back at the same time next week.